Chapter 6, The Yoga of Meditation. The Holy Lord said, "He who performs bound in duty without desiring action's fruit, he is a renouncer yogi, not he without fire or action. Know that to be karma yoga, which also is called renouncement, none becomes a karma yogi without renouncing inner deeds. Desiring to attain yoga, the wise use action as the means. For him who has attained yoga, tranquility becomes the means. When he is attached neither to the sense objects nor to actions, and has renounced all purposing, he's said to have attained yoga. He should lift himself by the self. He should never degrade himself. The self is indeed the self's friend and the self's only enemy. For him who has conquered himself by the self is a friend. But for him who has not conquered himself, the self remains a foe. The highest self of him who has conquered himself and is peaceful is steadfast in cold heat, pleasure, pain, and honor and dishonor. The yogi who is content in knowledge and discrimination, with senses conquered unto him, earth, stone, and gold are all the same. He attains eminence who looks the same on well-wishers, friends, foes, neutral to enemies and kin, the righteous and the unrighteous. Constantly concentrating on the self, the yogi should remain alone with thought and self-controlled, without desires or possessions. Establishing for himself in a clean place, not too high or low, covered with a cloth and with an antelope skin and kusha grass. With mind one-pointed, thought-controlled, senses subdued, let him sit there on that seat and practice yoga for his self-purification. Holding his body, head and neck, erect, motionless and steady, looking toward the tip of his nose steadfastly, not looking around. With mind quieted, fear banished, firm in the brahmachari's vow, with mind controlled, thoughts fixed on me, he should sit devoted to me. Always disciplining himself, the yogi whose mind is subdued goes to nirvana, supreme peace, and attains to union with me. Yoga is not eating too much, nor is it not eating at all, not the habit of too much sleep, nor keeping awake, Arjuna. For the moderate in eating and in diversion disciplined, moderate in sleep and walking, yoga destroys all his sorrow. When he is absorbed in the self, alone and with his mind controlled, free from longing, from all desires, then he is known to be steadfast. As a lamp in a windless place flickers not, to such is compared the yogi, with his mind controlled, steadfast in yoga of the self. When the mind comes to rest, restrained by the practicing of yoga, beholding the self by the self, he is satisfied in the self. When he feels that infinite bliss through his purified intellect, which transcends the senses, then set in his true state, he is steadfast. Having obtained this, he regards no other gain better than that, and established therein, he is not moved by heaviest sorrow. Let that which is called yoga be known as the state of severance from pain, and which should be practiced with perseverance undisturbed. Abandoning willful desires, all of them without exception, also completely restraining the many senses by the mind. With intellect set in patience, with the mind fastened on the self, he gains quietude by degrees. Let him not think of anything. Whenever the unsteady mind, moving here and there, wanders off, he should subdue and hold it back, directed to the self's control. The yogi whose mind is tranquil, with passions calmed, free of evil, having become one with Brahman, attains the supreme happiness. Thus constantly disciplining himself and freed from all evil, easily contacting Brahman, he attains boundless happiness. He disciplined by yoga sees the self present in all beings, and all beings within the self, he sees the same self at all times. The one who sees me everywhere, and who sees all things within me, I am never lost unto him, nor is he ever lost to me. He established in unity, worships me dwelling in all things. Whatever be his mode of life, that yogi ever abides in me. He who judges pleasure or pain by the same standard everywhere that he applies unto himself, that yogi is deemed the highest. Arjuna said, this yoga which is taught by you, characterized by evenness, I do not see how it endures, owing to the mind's restlessness. The mind is restless, turbulent, strong and unyielding, O Krishna. I deem it is hard to control, as hard as to control the wind. The Holy Lord said, without doubt the mind is restless and is difficult to control, but through practice and dispassion it may be governed, Kunti's son. Yoga is hard to be attained by one whose self is uncontrolled, but that one who is self-controlled, striving by right means, attains it. Arjuna said, possessed of faith but uncontrolled, with mind wandering from yoga, what is the end of him who fails to gain perfection in yoga? Does he not, fallen from both, then perish, supportless, a torn cloud? O mighty arm deluded in the path that leads unto Brahman. This doubt of mine, O Keshava, you should now completely dispel. It is not possible for aught but you to dispel this my doubt. The Holy Lord said, verily, O son of Pritha, there is no destruction for him, neither here nor hereafter, for doers of good never come to grief. He gains the worlds of the righteous and dwells there throughout countless years. Then the fallen yogi takes birth among the pure and prosperous. Or else he will be born into a family of wise yogis. Verily, a birth such as that is hard to obtain in this world. There he regains the knowledge which he acquired in his former life, and strives even more than before for perfection, O Kuru's son. His previous practice alone impels him on the yogic path. He who just asks about yoga rises above the Vedic rites. That yogi, striving earnestly, pure from taint, gradually gains perfection throughout many births, and thus reaches the highest goal. The yogi is regarded as superior to ascetics and jnanis, or doers of works. Then be a yogi, Arjuna. Of all the yogis, he who with the inner self merged into me, with faith devoted unto me, I deem him as the most steadfast. Om Tat Sat. Thus, in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the sixth discourse entitled, The Yoga of Meditation.